I'm reading aloud a poem a night, and this week I've been reading poems by Kim Adonisio. This is the last of hers you'll hear, and we'll be starting with a new poet tomorrow. So here's Glass. In every bar, there's someone sitting alone and absolutely absorbed by whatever he's seeing in the glass in front of him. A glass that looks ordinary, with something clear or dark inside it. Something partially drunk but never completely gone. Everything's there. All the plans that came to nothing, the stupid love affairs and the terrifying ones. The ones where actual happiness opened like a hole beneath his feet and he fell in, then lay helpless while the dirt rained down a little at a time to bury him. And his friends are there, cracking open six-packs, raising the bottles, the click of their meeting like the sound of a pool cue nicking a ball, the wrong ball that now edges black and shining towards the waiting pocket. But it stops short, and at the bar the lone drinker signals for another. Now the relatives are floating up with their failures, with cancer, with plate loads of guilt and a little laughter too. And even beauty. Some afternoon from childhood, a lake, a ball game, a book of stories, a few flurries of snow that thicken and gradually cover the earth until the whole world's gone white and quiet, until there's hardly a world at all. No traffic, no money or butchery or sex, just a blessed peace that seems final but isn't. And finally the glass that contains and spills this stuff continually, while the drinker hunches before it, while the bartender gathers up empties, gives back the drinker's own face. Who knows what it looks like? Who cares whether or not it was young once, or ever lovely? Who gives a shit about some drunk rising to stagger toward the bathroom? Some man or woman, or even lost angel who recklessly threw it all over, heaven, the ether, the celestial works, and said, fuck it, I want to be human. Who believes in angels anyway? Who has time for anything but their own pleasures and sorrows, for the few good people they've managed to gather around them against the uncertainty, against afternoons of sitting alone in some bar with a name like The Embers, or The Ninth Inning, or The Wishing Well? Forget that, loser. Just tell me who's buying, who's paying. Christ, but I'm thirsty, and I want to tell you something. Come close. I want to whisper it, to pour the words burning into you. The same words for each of you. Listen, it's simple. I'm saying it now while I'm still sober, while I'm not about to weep bitterly into my own glass, while you're still here. Don't go yet. Stay. Stay. Give me your shoulder to lean against. Steady me. Don't let me drop. I'm so in love with you, I can't stand up.